So the question is, who's at fault here? Was there a conspiracy to mislead the Crusaders? Were the Venetians at fault? The papacy at fault? The other way to look at it is to say it's just a series of bad circumstances and accidents. Major decisions were made that unfortunately moved this crusade to the walls of Constantinople by June 26, 1203, and then another set of mistakes led to the actual assault on April 13, 1204, when the Crusaders and Venetians burst into the city and essentially put it on a set of unforeseen circumstances, Crusaders trying to adhere to their oaths, trying to keep this crusade on track to Jerusalem, making compromises because of its financial weakness, because of the deal with the Treaty of Zara. Well, between these two positions of someone is directly, deliberately conspirator at fault, and the notion of a series of accidents is the truth. And I think the first thing to do is to understand what was the background that led Crusaders in that fateful spring of 1204 to say to themselves, finally, that's it. The party's on. We're going to take the city, even though the Pope in Rome is against the notion. What was behind the decision of the Byzantines to say, enough is enough, go home, even though Alexis V must have had some sense that his army was really not up to standard? He certainly had received no support from the provinces, and this was a very daring and bold move. And I think that first requires us to look at for a moment, some of the ill feeling that had been going on for the last century. This event didn't occur out of context. It wasn't just a conspirator's plot, and it wasn't just a series of accidents. Going back to the First Crusade, there was always tension between the First Crusaders and Alexis I. And much of this had to do with the initial oaths and the Crusader expectations. The notion was Constantinople was extremely wealthy. We'd be able to demonstrate that economically, that the Byzantines had not paid their legitimate share for the war on behalf of the faith. And so the promises made by that exiled prince, Alexis IV, at Zara in 1202, hit a very responsive chord with most Western Europeans. And the attitude probably was the Byzantines are finally honing up. They're finally going to settle with the Western Europeans and really take part. After all, they did invite us in the first place. You can see that already in the pages of Odo de Douai, right in the Second Crusade. The other aspect was the fact that there was plenty of discussion in Crusader tents of taking the city of Constantinople and making it a bastion for the war of the faith. This is discussed in the Second Crusade, in the Third Crusade. Richard's example of seizing Cyprus is another precedent one could invoke. So it isn't as if Western Europeans suddenly came to the conclusion, well, we really have no choice, it's time to take Constantinople. I mean, this is a notion that had gone back for at least two generations. And significantly, the men who made that decision in the spring of 1204 were the brothers or sons or the nephews of the men who had discussed this option back on the Third Crusade, or they were the second generation of ancestors who discussed it back on the Second Crusade. I mean, this is well known in Western European circles that this could be the case, that this might be a possibility in the event that the Byzantines turned out to be the most perfidious of allies. And they were all agreed on that notion. I think Innocent III, if anyone stands aside on as the most innocent, I mean, he's appropriately named. He did inherit the issue of reunion with the Orthodox Church, but to his credit, he never argued that a crusade should be a way of ending the Great Schism. That's nowhere to be found in the literature. And although Innocent, after the sack, did accept the appointment of Latin prelates. What's his name? Thomas Morsarini, a Venetian prelate, is appointed the Latin Patriarch of Constantinople in early 1205. And as the Crusaders take over Greek sees and put in Western prelates and abbots, of course, Innocent, what else is he going to do? But this was not a deliberate effort on his part to do so. Although this crusade does lead Innocent, and I do think the events of the Fourth Crusade does lead Innocent to start preaching a crusade against heretics in southern France, in Toulouse and Provençal regions, with very, very dire consequences, both for crusading, the papacy, and southern France. So there was a lot of suspicion, there was a lot of mistrust on the part of the Western Europeans.